Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
And again, welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94's KDCountry94.com. Leah Bergman with us, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, nice win for you since we last talked. It'd been a while since you played, actually. You had Natoma on January 22nd, and then your game against Tescott was postponed, so you didn't play again until Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. You won 58-45, had a one-point lead at one point in the third quarter, but went on a 24-0 run and ended up winning that thing by 13. What were your thoughts there on Tuesday night and a nice win over Thunder Ridge?
Yeah, I thought we played well. Thunder Ridge is a tough, always going to be a tough game. They've had a good team for a lot of years, so we knew it was going to be a tough game. We knew it was going to be a fast game. We match up relatively well with them. They like to seem like they like to play the same type of basketball that we do. So I knew it would be a good, tough game for us. And our girls came out. We kind of started out a little slow, maybe are not playing for a little bit, kind of had a little some cobwebs to wash off. But I thought that second half we came out in that third quarter, I thought we really pulled away. Lauren hit, I think, three threes in a row. At one point, I had to yell at my team and say, hey, if Lauren has hit three threes in a row, give her the ball again, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, a good problem to have. So I was happy with how we played. We had a lot of girls do a lot of things. I'm excited. It was a good win for us.
You talk about the slow start, and, you know, Lauren didn't score in the first quarter, but Leah had nine for you, Leah Brummer, in that quarter alone. So how big is it when other girls step up like that, when maybe the defense is not allowing Lauren to get what she wants?
It's huge. You know, Lauren and Leah, during warm-up, she said, man, Coach, I can't hit anything. I said, I don't care if you don't hit anything. If you shoot 100 times and miss 100 times, I don't care. You have to shoot. Just having someone else who is a threat to shoot takes a load off of Lauren, because they have to guard you. So I told her, I don't care if you shoot 100 times and you miss 100 times, I am still going to yell at you to shoot. So she said, okay, and she did that. She's one who, she's so aggressive with the ball, and she has a knack for just going and getting it and getting those steals and then finishing on the other end. So it's always great when other girls can score, because it just takes that pressure off Lauren, and she doesn't have to force shots. She can take the shots that are coming that the other team's given her. And we have several girls that are capable of doing that. You know, we have Ella Wiles, we have Lauren Schmidt, Paige, Katie coming off the bench. So we have several girls that are capable of doing that. And it's just, whose night was it? And it was Leah's night.
You have Friday off. Wilson had to postpone due to the COVID quarantine, so you'll have Lakeside as your next game next Tuesday. Lady Knights are a team that has not gotten a lot of games, and when you look at them, what do you expect to see this year?
You know, I think it'll be another good game for us. You know, any chance we have to play is a good opportunity for us. I joke that I'm a little scared to play Lakeside, because they've kind of had this COVID cloud following them all year. But, you know, they're going to be tough. You know, they're a good team in our league, and our girls get pumped up to play league teams, and league teams get pumped up to play us. So they're going to give us their best shot, and we're going to have to come out ready to play.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best of luck against Lakeside coming up next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Again, Lance Bergman joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, you've actually played a couple games since we last talked. Went out to Tescott on Friday night and won 61-37. 50-36 loss to Thunder Ridge there on Tuesday night. Going back to the Tescott game, what were some of the things that you saw and liked that stood out the most on Friday?
Well, Well, I mean, you know, going into that game, we knew we were the more talented team and just kind of needed to execute and do things well. I thought, you know, Blake Perez stepped up and hit some nice shots for us and led us on offense. But the cool part about it was, you know, all the guys got on the floor and quite a few of them contributed. I think we were, you know, like 10, 9, 8, 7, 7, 6. Just a lot of guys scoring, just nice percentages there. And then I guess that comes back to bite you if you have one of those games where you have such good evenly scoring. And then the next one, you know, you can't buy a basket, can't hit the broad side of the barn. But it was a good win. You know, got a lot of kids, a lot of playing time that gave me a chance to see. And that's what I want, you know, in those type of games to get just to see some other kids in varsity action, how they can do. And I felt like we got some of that done.
Obviously, you've had time to digest the Thunder Ridge loss now. Just as you go back and look at that, 150-36 loss, you had gotten within three there, and then they finished 11-0. But just overall, what were your thoughts now that you've had some time to think about that one?
Well, I mean, they went, you know, 2-3, dared us to shoot it, I guess. And then we got shots. That was probably the saddest part, to go back today and look at the stats and figure all that stuff up. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, from our shot chart, it was 3 for 26 from three, and 7 for 42 from two. So we got 68 shots, and you know, you shoot 21% from the 2-point range, and so I think it's a miserable 12% from three. I don't think you're going to win very many games in those situations. I mean, I think I usually pride ourselves a lot in defense, but even defensively, it's pretty hard to overcome something like that. I felt like we had a lot of big trouble guarding number 22, the Seaman, I believe, or something like that. He went off on us, and he was aggressive to the basket, and I was getting upset with the boys. I'm like, learn from it. He's jumping into you, getting and ones, you know, and just being physical and aggressive. And the funny thing is, he's probably the skinniest kid that they start. Mm-hmm. If you look at him, I mean, they're all broad, strong kids, and he was the one, I would say, being the most aggressive and acting like he was the biggest kid on the floor. That was a little bit frustrating. I know at one point I asked the kids, is there anybody that can guard him? And honestly, best to usually have a kid step up. I want him. I want to take him. There wasn't a single kid in that timeout that, maybe I could try to guard him or something. I've never really had that happen before. So that was pretty disappointing. But, you know, then we, playing as bad as we were, we got down 39-36. You know, I don't like to criticize things and officials or anything like that, but we had a call that obviously I didn't agree with. Whether I was right, wrong, indifferent on that, it was a turning point in the game, and it was 39-36. We finished the game 50-36, didn't score another basket, and I guess part of that's on me for getting upset, because then the boys get upset and they lose focus, and it kind of fell apart from that point on. So that'll be something coaching-wise that obviously I'm going to try to fix. And then we've got to do some shooting the next week and find some confidence. But the big thing for our offense, and you've known this, you've covered us forever, when we're playing good defense, getting steals and being aggressive and being an aggressive team, our offense comes along and really plays well. So I'd say that our defense didn't transition ourselves into offense, and that's as much as you want to blame the offense. I still think a typical game for ours defensively was not what you seen last night, and I know you made mention of it, and we talked about a little bit about it.
Wilson on Friday was supposed to be at Tipton. That's been canceled with COVID issues with Wilson. So Lakeside's your next opponent. What do you expect to see there Tuesday with the Knights?
Man, you know, we lost the one completely canceled for the Wilson one. So Lakeside is our next one. So we got a full week to prepare. But, you know, you're talking about a team that if you'd asked me before all these issues and quarantine and stuff like that, I'd have probably put Lakeside right at the top, definitely in the top three, probably even the number one team in the league going into this year, just from experience and the players they have. So we're going to have to rebound from this last game. We've got to chew on it for a long time and hopefully find a way to fix a lot. We're going to have to hit some shots against them, because they're a good shooting team, and they're just going to get better the more they play. I mean, look at what happened to Thunder Ridge. You see them at the beginning of the year, the more experience they've got, they've just continued improving. They're playing good basketball. So the more that Lakeside gets to practice play, they're just going to be that much tougher in a week. So we got some things to work on. and we're going to try to get after it in practice and hopefully get refocused and hopefully see a completely different team on Tuesday night and give them a battle and try to get a win.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Stippling Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time again, and we'll see you on Tuesday against Lakeside.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Knight Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Coach, you didn't have the one game since we talked last on Friday. You fall to Osborne 47-41. Had a lead there late, but Osborne went on a 10-0 run to finish it. So you're now 1-3. It was kind of the first game you had everybody back to your disposal there. What were your thoughts on Friday night's loss to Osborne?
Well, you know, Dusty, I thought we'd come out. You know, we kind of had a lot of turnovers right off the start, you know, in the first quarter. And, you know, and got some girls – got into foul trouble because of, you know, turnovers always lead to either points or mistakes or like fouls and stuff. And we, you know, we had some early people getting early foul trouble, and, you know, and then, you know, second, third quarter, we cleaned it up. You know, I think we only had like three or four turnovers or maybe in them two quarters. And then the fourth quarter, we just, you know, kind of, I think we got tired. You know, I mean, the girls played hard, and I mean, they played exceptionally well for, you know, first time back and everybody being on the floor. And you know, and we just didn't capitalize on their mistakes, and they capitalized on ours at the end of the game. And that, you know, that kind of summed it up right there.
Move on now. You have three more games until we'll talk again, and we'll have them all on the radio. Lakeside, you go to Rock Hills on Friday, then Monday at Thunder Ridge, and then St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. Just as you look at Rock Hills, what do you expect to see from their group? They're 6-2 this year.
Well, you know, Rock Hills is another one of them teams that has really come a long ways from, you know, Jamie's doing a really good job with them girls. You know, they hustle and they play full, you know, they play a lot of man, they press, and you know, for us to be successful, we have to take care of the basketball, and that showed, you know, Friday against Osborne. You know, we just too many mistakes. So, you know, against Thunder Ridge, you know, I feel if we do our job and take care of the ball and you know, play good defense, you know, they got a couple girls that can score, the Olympian girl and you know, Lauren Welchel, she's a good athlete. You know, we just gotta, you know, take away their key players, and you know, we gotta play sound defense and be more patient on the offensive end. I think we get too big of a rush and we make mistakes that we normally shouldn't make, and you know, that's just some things we gotta work on.
With Thunder Ridge, obviously a different group this year than you've been seeing in the past. So what do you want to see in that game?
Well, Thunder Ridge is one of them teams that it seems like every time we play them at their home place, we always struggle, and you know, last year we went up there and first quarter was just horrible. And I'm putting that nicely. I mean, we did not take care of the basketball. They, you know, they got up on us, I think, probably 20 points. And, you know, we got to come out and we have to take care of the basketball, you know. And you know, Darren's, you know, hasn't changed much. And anything he does, you know, they just hustle and are scrappy. And we got to be able to capitalize on their mistakes. And we got to take care of the basketball. And I feel if we take care of the ball and play good sound defense on half court defense, I like our chances. But you know, we got to do that to determine whether or not, you know, how good we want to be this year.
And just some quick thoughts on St. John's Tipton. Like I said, you won't talk to you again until we see them. So St. John's Tipton, obviously, I'm sure Lauren Dubert has your attention.
Oh yeah, Lauren's had my attention since she's a freshman. Mm-hmm. She's probably, you know, of course, there's some Islers that's been in there throughout her years of playing, and they you know, they always caused me problems too. But, you know, and I can name other girls. I mean, they've had a lot of good athletes go through that school. And Lauren's just one of them kids that gets better every year, and she works hard. And, you know, and we have to try to contain her, you know, as well as we can. I mean, you're never going to shut Lauren down. Lauren's too good of a ball player. She's strong, and, you know, she's athletic. She can handle the ball and shoot the ball. So, you know, we just got to, you know, we got to just try to keep her, you know, at a kind of calm her down and keep her, you know, in check. And then, you know, but the rest of the team, you know, they got a lot of girls with some length, you know, they got long arms, and they rebound and hustle and they play scrappy. And, you know, we just got to be prepared. And, you know, it's going to be a tough test for us, you know, Friday and Monday, Tuesday, where we haven't played a lot of games. But, you know, I guess that's how it's going to be if you make it, you know, through the sub-state. So we got to be prepared, and, you know, we're working on trying to get in shape this week and working on little things. So it'll be a tough test the next three ball games, but hopefully, you know, we can pick up a couple wins out of the next three, and we'll go from there.
Travis Everly, head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck in these next few games.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
Listen closely as our menu items have changed. Press 1 for English. Press 9 for customer service. Expected wait time is 45 minutes.
Frustrated with automated systems? At Cunningham Telephone and Cable, we pride ourselves on giving you exceptional service. Our friendly staff will help you with any questions you may have about your service, new service information, or billing. We're here for you. With four local offices in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder, we appreciate your business, and it's important to Cunningham Telephone and Cable that we give you the hometown service you deserve. Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Drew Dusky joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, you are getting set now to take on a few league schools in a row here. You didn't have a game on Tuesday, but you did play on Friday, a 49-37 loss to Osborne. Kind of a close game there in the third quarter, and they made a run there in the fourth to end up winning it by 12. Your thoughts on the game there against Osborne and maybe some of the things that went wrong down the stretch for you?
I mean, I thought we played well, especially to start out, you know. I can't remember the first quarter. I think it was tied up or it was close. And then, you know, we had a 2-point lead going into halftime. And I was happy, you know. I knew it was going to be tough. Osborne does such a good job of pressure defense and kind of making your offense start out farther from where you're wanting to get things initiated. And, you know, that was the first time we really tried to man up, you know, for a full game and you know, play man defense for us, and I thought for the most part we did an okay job. I know we got in some foul trouble and that kind of hurt us, but you know, even in the third quarter they had a 1-point lead going into the fourth, and then they rip off two threes right off the bat, and when a team like Osborne, you know, they get a lead, it's so hard to chip away at that with the way their defensive style is and how they operate. So, you know, obviously, you know, you want to win that game, but I don't think we played bad. It's just you know, our offense didn't have enough firepower, really.
So you move on. As I said, you have three games. You have Friday, Monday, Tuesday that you'll be playing here at Rock Hills on Friday. We'll start with first. Grizzlies, a team that, you know, they haven't been scoring a lot of points this year, but they've been playing really good defensively. What do you expect in Mankato there on Friday?
You know, I know Coach Miner's going to have them ready to go. You know, they're coming off of two tough losses. And just talking with him, I've been talking with him the last couple of days, and, you know, he thought they're playing well. They're just not finishing games or picking up wins, and I know they're going to be ready to play. It's always been a good game the last 3 or 4 years between us and Rock Hills, and that's what I've, you know, tried to express to our boys. You know, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, it's going to be four quarters of a close game, and I think it's going to come down to who plays better defense and who you know, does a good job rebounding and limits their mistakes, because I thought we played a little soft on the boards against Osborne, and you know, you can't do that with a team like Rock Hill. They got some bigger posts than we do, and they're going to be outsizing us. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, play tough and be strong down low.
Thunder Ridge on Monday, they're coming off of a couple nice wins with Sylvan Lucas and then St. John's Tipton as well. So they're feeling pretty good about themselves. What do you see in Thunder Ridge this year?
Yeah, and Thunder Ridge, they're a good team. I mean, they're athletic and they can play basketball. And like you said, you know, knocking off St. John's is a good win for them, and they've got to be feeling good and feeling confident. And right now, I don't think we're playing our best basketball. So, you know, we got to play good Friday, and hopefully, we can carry some of that momentum into Monday. Because you know, Friday, Monday, Tuesday is going to be a quick turnaround for figuring out, you know, changing up what you have to do for the other teams. But you know, Thunder Ridge is always a hostile place to play up in Kensington, and we're going to have to play hard again for four quarters to be in that game.
St. John's Tipton, clearly a little bit different looking team this year, but still have some talent. And what do you expect with the Blue Jays then Tuesday in Beloit?
You know, they got size. They got way more size than we do. So we're definitely going to have to play tough and box out and rebound and not give them second chance opportunities around the basket. And you know, they've lost, you know, some talent and some shooters, but they still got kids that can put the ball in the hole. And you know, you can't rest on any of them, and they're going to be quick. And I know Coach Bergman's going to have them playing good defense, and we're going to have to take care of the ball. And that's another hostile environment. You know, it's tough to play at St. John's, smaller gym, and you know, they're always into it. So, you know, for the next three games, we're playing in three tough places. So we're definitely going to have to step up defensively how we play, and we're going to have to find a little bit of offensive flow.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. Best of luck in your next three.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
There's an easier way to pay bills. Kiss stamps, envelopes, and trips to the post office goodbye. Save time and money with Cunningham Telephone and Cable's online bill pay, where you pay with a click and not a check at CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office to sign up for paperless billing, and you'll receive your bill by email. Cunningham Telephone and Cable will give you a one-time $10 credit for going green. Cunningham Telephone and Cable in Belleville, Beloit, Concordia, and Glen Elder. Connect with us.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake, and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. We're on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com tonight. We're joined by Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, three games since we talked last. You go 2-1 in those games. You beat Red Cloud, Nebraska on Thursday, 43-20, and then beat Natoma on Monday, 45-8. Before a tough three-point loss at Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday, 38-35. Let's go back to a Red Cloud game first. What do you like about the way the girls played in that one on last Thursday?
Yeah, that was an unusual game. I was actually sick, so I wasn't there. But the girls played well. I was watching from our live stream from home, kind of coaching through the TV from there. But, yeah, I thought you could tell that we were a little rusty to begin with. We hadn't played a game for a week. We missed practices because of snow and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I thought they kind of, after a quarter and a half, we kind of got it together and played our style of ball and got the win there. For the most part, they just played really well after that big of a layoff.
And then tell me that on Monday night, you actually shut them out in the first half. When you play a team like that that struggled, how important is it to get out to a good start and just make sure you're feeling good about yourself?
Yeah, you know, coming off the weekend and going right into a game, we had a little shoot around on Sunday, just to kind of get our bearings together there. Yeah, and I told the kids, you know, you cannot overlook anybody just because they're struggling and not winning. We always have to come prepared and ready to go. So I said, you know, I told the kids, you got to come out ready to go. And if we do, you know, get a lead on them, that's where we have to practice. It's almost like a practice in a sense, but we have to practice the things that we're struggling with and getting better with our offenses and doing things on defense that we need to do no matter who we're playing. So, yeah, came out really well and played really well that game.
Sylvan Lucas then on Tuesday, that was a back-and-forth game, and Sylvan Lucas always plays tough defense, so no surprise it's a low-scoring game at 38-35. What were some of the things maybe you could have done differently maybe to pull out the win that one?
Yeah, I had a feeling going into it. If we played really well on the defensive end, it would be a battle between the defenses, who would allow who to score. I thought we played great defense for the most part. I think we might a little bit ran out of gas there at the end, just being short-handed a little bit on our bench. But our offense was a little stagnant that first half. I think maybe if some of our shots would have fallen like they have been, I mean, I think that might have changed the outcome a little bit. But, I mean, I didn't have a lot to complain about. I knew it would be a battle, and we battled to the end. It just fell a little short there.
Lakeside coming up on Friday. It's kind of a unique situation. They've only had four games this year and really haven't been able to really have but two games where everybody was actually there. So when you look at Lakeside, what do you expect to see from them on Friday?
Yeah, again, they're always tough. They've had a good team here for several years now. Hopefully get a little film here and watch. And, yeah, like you said, see their whole team as a unit. And we have to prepare just like we've been preparing for everybody else. And if we come out and play like we get against Sylvan, play that good a defense against a good team, okay, we should be right there with them, and it may be a battle to the end just like it was last night.
Jamie Harvey, head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team on the Locker Room Chats. We thank you for the time again, Coach, and we'll see you Friday night against Lakeside.
Yep, thank you.
You'll find great savings down to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have ground beef, fresh 80% lean, sold in 10-pound tubes, $1.99 a pound. It's down to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings down to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have pork butts, fresh bone-in, sold in cryovac for 99 cents a pound. It's down to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewel, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewel, Kansas.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Nick Meisner with us now, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. We actually have three games to talk about, Coach, since we last talked. You're 1-2 in those games. You beat Red Cloud last Thursday, and then a couple tough losses here to Natoma and Sylvan Lucas to start this week. And just going back to last Thursday against Red Cloud, you pick up the 44-32 victory. What were some of the things that you did well in that game?
You know, yeah, that was we picked up our third win in a row at that point against Red Cloud, but, you know, we had a bunch of snow days and no practices, really, for about 4 or 5 days there. And to get a win in a situation like that's always good. You'll sure take it. Red Cloud, you know, is coached up really, really well by Josh Schultz. And, you know, they're fundamental, playing a lot tougher and better this year. And they've got a good team, I think, in the years to come. A couple good freshmen and sophomore guards that can really shoot and handle the ball and play good D. So I felt fortunate to get that win with that situation. And, you know, we had a Monday game against Natoma, who was, I think, they're ranked fifth in the state at the moment, and got two really good guards with the Engling and Dickerson kid. We led the whole way pretty much, even up by 6 going in the fourth quarter, and we just couldn't get any shots to fall. Probably weren't real patient on the offensive end like we usually are, and when those don't go in, we give them opportunities at the other end, and they knocked down, I think, 3 trays in the fourth. That was a big momentum swinger for them. So then we had to start fouling, and then we fouled out a couple of our better scores, and that was kind of the ball game. But, you know, to be in a game like that, you know, this league's really, really tough this year, and with all things that are going on outside of sports, it's just been a tough, inconsistent year for all these teams, and I feel like it's a dogfight every night. And you know, Natoma's a really, really good team. They're quick, fast. They got 5-6 guys that can just crash the boards and score the, you know, when they get the ball, you know, they don't have any missed opportunities. So, you know, I was proud of the boys. We you know, like I said, it's a tough one to swallow, because then we had to go to Sylvan the next night.
Mm-hmm. So when you lose by 2 there on Tuesday night, obviously a close game. What stood out in that one?
You know, Sylvan, I think, led pretty much the whole way. I think we were up the first quarter, and then the second, third, and midway through the fourth, you know, we just kind of hung with them, 3-4-5-point deficit, and, you know, packed it in on the Huel kid. I think we held him to 12 points, which was definitely a plus for us. And, you know, a couple of their guys on the outside hit a few shots. But, you know, we're coming around. We're playing a really good defense. We're holding opponents. You know, I think on the year we're averaging about 40 points a game that we're giving up. And, you know, if we're patient on the offense, we get good looks and easy looks. Our post players are coming around, playing with a little more confidence. And our three guards, you know, with McDonald, Gillett, and Higer, you know, they're doing their thing and stepping up even more as the season progresses. And, you know, it was just a hard, tough-fought ball game. You know, we had 2 or 3 opportunities in the fourth quarter to win it. You know, we were down by 1, about 30 seconds to go, and you know, Huel comes up with a big block shot, and then we had a couple issues on the inbounds. That, you know, one was a jump ball, and one we stepped out of bounds. So we had it, the opportunity. You know, it's frustrating for the boys, and you guys just got to keep things in perspective is what I tell them. You know, we went toe-to-toe with the 5th-ranked and 8th-ranked team in the state, and back-to-back nights, one on the road, you know, and we're not very deep, and to hang in there like that is really something, I think, rather great and special. And if they can just kind of keep things, you know, keep motivated, keep things in perspective, we're going to be fine when it comes to Substate.
I mean, some quick thoughts on Lakeside coming up on Friday night. This is a team that hasn't had a lot of games. They've played just 4 of them so far, and they come to your place on Friday. What are your thoughts on the Knights this year?
Yeah, another tough one. I've got them pegged kind of as another top 3 team in the league, and they could be state ranked had they got some more games in at this point. Bunch of shooters. You know, again, to keep the Cunningham kid at bay, and you got the 2 Schoen boys that, you know, they can score, and then Everly down low, which he's always a force to try and handle down there. So, We're going to have to be on our toes defensively. I don't know what they'll throw at us. You know, it seems like every team we've played this year is going man, and we're getting very comfortable with it. So I'm not afraid to go up against any kind of defense at this point in time in the season, and we kind of know what we're doing as far as that goes. But, you know, there's a little history there with me. I used to being the assistant coach under Dusky at Lakeside, so it's always a little personal and a little nice little rivalry, a friendly one, you know, and we were college roommates too. So it's one you love to you look forward to, but you dread at the same time just for that reason, because someone's got to win and someone's got to lose. But we've definitely struggled against them in the past, and we'd really love to get them at home here this year, especially after this tough week. So, you know, the grind continues. Things will turn around for us, and maybe some shots will fall, and we'll come out on the right side this time.
Nick Meisner, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Lakeside on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear those Lakeside games on Z96.3 The Lake. We'll have pregame coverage for the girls beginning at 5:50 on Friday.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
No Mr. Savings out the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In produce department, they have fresh, large avocados, 88 cents each. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Check out the Savings Out the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have Red Baron pizzas, selected varieties for just $2.99. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94. We're joined by Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, and two single-digit wins for your squad. You beat Otis Bison on Friday, 39-34, and then a three-point win over Rock Hills, 38-35 on Tuesday. Let's go back to that Friday game. I know Otis Bison always has some talent on the group, but you guys were able to pick up the five-point win. What were some of the things that stood out the most there in Friday night's win?
You know, Friday I thought we did a good job moving on the offensive end. We had some really nice passing, some good cuts. Just thought the girls played well together at times, you know, really until about the fourth quarter. Then I think we got a little tired and started making a few mistakes. But overall, I was really pleased, you know, defensively and offensively how we played.
And on Friday or Tuesday, against Rock Hills, a 38-35 win, and you know, seeing two teams that have really probably been playing fairly good defensively all year, and you get a low scoring game like that, and what were some of the things that you guys were able to do down the stretch to pull out the win?
You know, we just were able to execute there towards the end, get some good stops, get some good rebounds there. You know, Welchel and Lemke, you know, they're two top players. They did a good job, and I thought our girls did a decent job getting out and guarding them. But there at the end, especially getting those stops and getting a rebound.
You take on Thunder Ridge next, coming up at their place on Friday. It's a team you'd already seen here once. They beat you by 7 at your place back on the 22nd of January. They're coming off of probably a loss that they're really just not used to. They lost by 13 to St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. When you take on Thunder Ridge the second time around, what are you looking for from your girls?
We're going to have to step up, and we're going to have to play well. You know, they're, like you said, they're coming off a loss, but that doesn't mean anything. They're going to come after it, and we got to make sure that we step up and we're ready to play offensively and defensively, or it's going to be a long night for us.
With this stretch, you have a lot of games in February. You know, you haven't been playing a lot. You guys have gotten more games than maybe than some teams have, but how do you feel about the way the girls are playing here as you get ready for this stretch run now with a lot of games coming up?
You know, I feel we got some things we need to work on, but I'm pretty pleased with the way the girls have played. We've talked about it, you know, here towards the ends where you really want to be playing at your best. and continue to do that, just kind of make a push here at the end of the season and prepare for the postseason. So I've been pleased with the girls' effort, and we'll continue to work on it.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Well, thank you again for joining us, Coach, and best of luck against Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Jeff Starkey with us now, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last week. You took on Otis Bison. You get a nice 56-37 win in that one, and then a two-point win over Rock Hills on Tuesday, 42-40. Let's go back to the Otis Bison game. I know you're talking about, you know, they always have some talent, and you guys were able to pick up a 19-point home win behind 18 from Jonah Hill. Ray Decker scored 10 for you. How do you feel about the way the group played there on Friday night?
Yeah, it was a little interesting because I think we went a week without practicing because of the snow and practiced once right before that game, and I thought the kids played well. Like you said, you know, we were up 14 at halftime, which is something we've struggled to do, take, you know, 5-point leads to 10 or take 10-point leads to 15. We did a good job of that in the first half, kind of held the margin, you know, win by 19. But I thought the kids played well defensively. We're taking care of the ball a little bit better. I think we had 10 or 11 turnovers in that game, so it was good. It was a good victory for us.
And Rock Hills on Tuesday, the Grizzlies are a team that they haven't always been, you know, efficient offensively all year, but play really good defense, and obviously that showed through in a low-scoring 42-40 game there, probably with both teams on Tuesday. But what stood out the most in that one?
You know, I thought defensively, you know, we were good through stretches. You know, you say they're not very explosive, but they still have two kids that can both go get 25, mm-hmm. you know, on any given night. So, you know, they slow it down a little bit. But, you know, I thought defensively through stretches we were good. Once again, I thought we took care of the basketball. You know, one of the things we've struggled with in a couple of our losses this year was finding a way to close out games and win close games. And so I thought it was good that, you know, we were able to experience a victory in a close game too.
One of those close games was Thunder Ridge, who you play next again now as you take them on, go to their place. They're coming off of a high of not only winning the last game against you guys, but also a big win over St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. When you go there, what are some of the things that you hope to see different this time around?
Well, you know, the first time we played them, they were a team that was struggling and trying to find a way to win, and now they're a team that's on, a winning streak, mm-hmm. and has a couple of good wins under their belt, and they're a talented group. I think they're getting healthier and play them up at their place. It's a little different environment, so it's going to be a tough game for us, and you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck against Thunder Ridge on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.